Elected officials and advocates are staking out positions on the future of Rikers Island. As WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, they're responding to the announcement of a new city council commission to study how to close the city's main detention facility.
Governor Cuomo is backing City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, describing her commission on the future of Rikers a big solution to a big problem. While Mayor de Blasio says he supports shrinking the population, he doesn't envision closing Rikers anytime soon.
We can't embrace something until we figure out where would we then put the inmates, how would we pay for it, would it be logistically viable? We don't have any of those answers right now. So a well-intended concept, far from the point where we could actually act on it.
Mark Viverito told WNYC's Brian Lehr that she expects pushback, and her commission, led by former Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman, will address it.
This is ambitious, understood. I happen to be a big thinker. I like to think about taking on challenges that are ones that will bring more equity to our city, and this is one of them.
She says the next step is to decide who else should be on the commission. That's a real concern to reformers like Glenn Martin of the Just Leadership Coalition, who's also focused on reducing the inmate population. He was an inmate at Rikers when he was 16.
You must have the voices and the leadership of people who've experienced Rikers Island, people who live in those communities, as part of this commission for it to be effective and for it to not engage in incrementalism.
He predicts every candidate running for mayor in 2017 will be forced to take a position on the future of Rikers Island. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.